So Hare Krishna, my dear disciples and also guests who are here for this blissful birthday celebration. I'm thanking you very much that you have come from far and wide, from far distant places. Even we have devotees from Canada, and also one devotee came from India. Avoiding any care, so I'm very moved, but I cannot show it. That I don't start to cry in the beginning of the birthday celebration, which is meant to be a very auspicious event. Now I want to say something about the celebration which we are going to do in a few moments. But before starting, I would really request our eager bringers. Bringer means bee. The bee always has a purpose, but sometimes it disturbs. Our eager photographers, maybe you can restrain your uncontrollable finger for the time when we are speaking, and then you can easily photograph as much as you want if you think it is good to keep something for posterity for those devotees who couldn't come. Then please do this. So the Vyasa Puja celebration is certainly it is something very confidential, something very private, which goes on between a disciple and his or her spiritual master. The Vyasa Puja celebration is looked for by most of the disciples because they know that in this celebration a rededication, or let us say a stronger affirmation of a discipleship can take place. Such ceremonies as Vyasa Puja are very necessary and relevant in our tradition, because in this ceremony the disciple tries to offer his gratitude to his spiritual master. How this is so, we will discuss in a little moment. Thank you very much. But first of all, I would like to talk a little bit about the disciple and the spiritual master. In our scriptures, it is said that material existence is something like a forest fire. When you go to Istria, I think our devotees from there often see these forest fires. They appear very much in the coast of Croatia, and I think every summer there is such a forest fire. The trees there look very black from all the forest fires which they have seen already. This is a comparison to our situation in the material world. All of us look black from being burned by the forest fire of material existence. Our hearts are black, our mood is black, sometimes our dress is even black. This comes for every conditioned soul. Now, to extinguish a forest fire, you cannot bring a few buckets or even many buckets. You are utterly dependent on some meteorological intervention. That means the breakage of a cloud and a rainstorm. Only when that happens, something totally outside the forest fire, can the forest fire be calmed down. In much the same way, our material existence cannot be finished by our own endeavors. We are certainly and fully dependent on something which we can only call divine intervention. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that if a soul gets a little serious and wants to solve this forest fire, then the Supreme Lord Paramatma, who accompanies the soul since time immemorial, will make an arrangement. This arrangement is that such a devotee, such a soul, will meet a dear devotee or a devotee of Lord Krishna, and later may also meet a spiritual master who initiates him in the science of Krishna consciousness, and, this is very important, this little end, connects him with the parampara, the line of great teachers. When the spiritual master begins to instruct the young soul who searches for spiritual knowledge, it is important to know that the spiritual master is in connection with Krishna. If he is a bona fide spiritual master, he must be in connection with Krishna in order to initiate this, what we have called earlier, divine intervention, diese göttliche Intervention, which can stop the forest fire of material existence. The spiritual master never says, "I am great. I can give you mercy." No, he is like a cloud who does not give its own water, but who has absorbed the water from the big ocean and then gives it. In other words, the spiritual master will say, "I am a servant of Krishna, and I am a servant of my own spiritual master. I cannot give you anything of my own. I have brought Krishna's mercy. Please take it and be satisfied." Be satisfied with this, Krishna's mercy. So, in summary, I want to say, summarize my first point. Every one of us has a fire. Now you might say, "Sachinanda Swami, show us the fire. We are not in flames. Show us. There is a fire in this young boy's life. He is maybe even forbidden to play with fire." Where is the fire? No, there is a fire. That fire is in the heart. The fire of anxiety. Wow. That's in the heart. Yes, it is described like this. Therefore it is said, you can easily find a guru who takes your money, your novas. But can you find a guru who takes the fire of the anxiety from your heart? This is the test of a bona fide spiritual master and a bona fide disciple. The anxiety in the heart, the anxiety of material existence, must go. If it did not go by now, it can mean two things. The guru is not bona fide, or the disciple is not bona fide. But this is really the test which is given in the Shastra, that the fire of material anxiety comes to an end. This certainly is a task which really the spiritual master can only do in connection with Krishna. In Krishna Leela, we find a very, very nice little Leela which I want to tell you about. It's about the cows and the cowherd boys who, searching for fresh grasses, got trapped in a forest with Dova grasses. And there was some demon present, and by the friction of these huge grasses, those who of you who were in Vrindavan know that this grass grows up to the ceiling, even so high. And then once this fire broke loose and the trees caught hold of also of this fire, and it became very intolerable. The cows and cowherd boys were surrounded by that fire from all sides, and there was no escaping. So in that tremendous suffering, they shouted, "Krishna, Krishna, Pahimam, save us, please save me." Krishna, Krishna, Mahabahu, Bhaktanam Abhayankaram. That's a very nice prayer. So we said, and then it is described, Krishna appeared in their midst, like jumping into the circle of fire. And then he said to the cowherd boys, "Close your eyes." And the cowherd boys immediately closed their eyes. Then Krishna opened his mouth and inhaled the fire. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments about the cowherd boys closing their eyes. They say, just when someone does some magical trick, some yantra and tantra, it is only discreet to close the eyes for a moment when he does his trick, to not look. In much the same way, the cowherd boys gladly followed the advice of Krishna and closed their eyes for discreet purposes. You're a little discreet. Then when they opened the eyes, they found themselves not, this is very important to note, not in the midst of all these burnt trees which look like burnt ashes. No, they found themselves under that well-known Vansi Vata tree, that banyan tree, where they used to play all the time. Krishna, in other words, did two things. He took their the fire away, and he transported them into a different area. So in the same way, when we do take shelter under the lotus feet of a spiritual master, our forest fire goes away, and we find ourselves in a new life, a life of possibility, a life of spiritual calling, and spiritualist rufen, a life becoming actually enlightened by Sri Krishna. This is what we can obtain in the relationship with the spiritual master. Now, this Vyasa Puja ceremony is a spiritual necessity. We receive spiritual knowledge through the Guru Parampara, and now it's time, it's our time as disciples at the Vyasa Puja day, say it like this, it's a disciple's time, or the disciple's part, to somehow offer back through the Guru to Krishna his appreciation, his love, his affection, his gratefulness, which he receives. That is the meaning of the Vyasa Puja celebration. Those who have received, they offer in great thankfulness, "Oh, my dear spiritual master, thank you very much." It's a thank you ceremony. And this thank you will not end with our spiritual master. No, our spiritual master should be considered to be a Mukunda Preshta, a devotee who is dear to Krishna. And if we show him respect, then this will go to Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example once of the Viceroy, der Vizekönig. It was a British man who represented the British crown before India, and would sometimes receive honor and official ceremonies on behalf of the British crown. In the same way, during the Vyasa Puja ceremony, we should unreservedly show our gratefulness, knowing so well that this is not only received by one person, No, but it is received by him on behalf of the Supreme, of his spiritual master, his spiritual master, and his spiritual master, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Guru, Prabhupada says, is one. It does not mean that there are different, that there are not different personalities. I think all of our modern, our spiritual masters after Srila Prabhupada know very much that there is a gulf of difference. But the Guru is one in the sense that his message is the same. And therefore, we do offer him such respect. We think, or we know, he's one in the sense of the message. What is that message? It is the same message as the Supreme Lord himself gave. Man mana bhava mat bhakto majaji mang namaskuru mami vaishyasi satyante pratijane priyosime and sarvadamang parijaja mangi kang sharanam vraja. That's the message. So, now for a disciple to go through his or her spiritual life, there is a very important point to consider. Now I will get, after presenting the general philosophy, I want to move into today, that was also relevant for today, but into more modern things. For a disciple, there is one great danger in his or her relationship with the spiritual master. A danger which can be very, very catastrophical. It can be like a second fire. After the first fire is somewhat appeased, it can come up again in a different way. That form is a doubt. Is he really so important in my life? I mean, let's look at it realistically. Or sometimes, especially us modern Western disciples who have such thin skins, such sensitive emotions, might feel sometimes not understood or not cared for enough. They might not understand a certain way their spiritual master has explained things or dealt with them, or I do not want to really create the shadow of a doubt here, or let us say, not like this, a shadow which overshadows the whole wonderful ceremony. No, but the doubt is very, very dangerous. Doubt, this is certainly the product of Kali. Kali is very expert in creating these doubts in the lives of devotees. It's Kali's mission. Prabhupada has stated our Krishna consciousness movement cannot really be destroyed from outside, but from inside, from this dangerous fire of doubt. This is something a devotee has to really look out for. He or she must know that Kali wants to put this seed of doubt into his or her head, and then one thinks, what is the relevance of a spiritual master in my life? Dangerous. See, our natural position is like gold, Satchit Ananda, eternal full of bliss and knowledge. But just like gold can be covered by this black oxidation. In the same way, we have now become totally covered with the material energy. And even in spiritual life, the material energy is not totally gone once and for all. it can come back again if we invite her, and we can be covered. So just like a fire, just like gold can be purified by being put into the fire, a devotee who has doubts can become purified by again engaging with full faith in the process of devotional service. If he or she engages in devotional service, he or she will become purified like gold, and then the troublesome thoughts, also doubts, and so on and so forth, will be taken away. If we do have problems with our spiritual master, I'm saying this because modern ISKCON is full of this, then we should know there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although we are often informed that it is better to approach him through his devotee, but we can, engage in devotional service. We can go and understand what is Prabhupada's mission and approach him through Prabhupada's mission. Then this nasty doubts and nasty dirt in the heart will be taken away, and we will become, luminous and shining like always. Or like we are meant to, like we are meant to shine. Our ultimate goal, Prabhupada has said very often, is to become transferred to the spiritual sky, where we can become assistants of the gopis who serve Radha and Krishna. This is the goal of the movement for Krishna consciousness. Knowing how sensitive these issues are nowadays, I have taken this sentence as a quote from Srila Prabhupada. We want to go back home. We are back homers. Back homers, that's a good word for new word creations. We want to go to that eternal spiritual life. But in order to go there, we first need to go into the fire of devotion service to become totally pure in order to go to this transcendental kingdom of God. Love does exist. Believe me. Oh, don't believe me. But better believe me, please. Love does exist. It exists in its pure form in that wonderful exchange between the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in this world, we also live for love. But all too often, we become satisfied with the shadow of love, which is there between human beings who are in need of Krishna's mercy themselves. That love we are all looking for exists when we have in our ultimate goal, our paramgati, our highest destination in the spiritual world. Let us not become bewildered or even hampered by this so-called shadow form of love in this material world. Finally, and lastly, I do not want to keep you so waiting, but these are subjects which obviously move me and make me think a lot. And I want to say something personal, something which is relates very much to all of you and me as your. Servant, I'm saying servant because I experienced there is no harder service than being a spiritual master in the parampara as a servant of Srila Prabhupada. It means to really do a lot of sacrifice. I am totally convinced of what I said earlier, that when the living entity wants to know, Krishna makes arrangements so that he can know. That's the Lord's desire. And he does this by sending you to a spiritual master. As a preacher in our movement for Krishna consciousness, I'm always very moved and sometimes cannot sleep just from excitement when I see how Krishna makes arrangement and really sends devotees sends conditioned souls to devotees. There's so many wonderful, let me say, wonderful arrangements which do happen then and there. And I'm always totally mesmerized and just thinking about how wonderful it is. Many of you have been brought to me as a preacher, and the total minority has become disciples of mine. And I always remember those times as something which, at least for my life, is very, very precious in the relationship to each one of you. I have made very wonderful realizations, for instance, being on Harinam and then seeing a person being totally dirty and distressed and, you know, looking through the legs of some other person, you know, and sending an eye message, please, can you do something for me? I'm suffering in hell, you know, and that was the soul. From the soul to you. And one becomes moved, and then later one sees that person in a lecture, and then after 1 year he comes and says, "Did you know when I saw you on the Harinam? And it's me." And I say, "Yes, I can remember this very much. I've thought very much about you." This is something which is very moving because it is an arrangement of Krishna. In other words, without getting into so many examples, there was only one, but I could really, maybe one day I should do this, just go through each one of you and how the, it was just very, very nice things. It would be a good Vyasa Puja, but we would have to have it 2 days. It's so, everything is so, just such a story. Yes, at that moment, I also become convinced. Sometimes, also in me, I have doubts. Oh, so much work, and these disciples, sometimes they are so conditioned, and then they are, they don't understand even the first sentence, "I am not the body or the mind," after only 10 years, you know, or so on and so forth. This is certainly something which is my own private Krishna struggle, but I'm always becoming convinced again when I see how it is Krishna's arrangement to bring a soul to Krishna consciousness, and it often is Krishna's arrangement that somehow I happen to be there and see how an inspiration comes. Tomorrow's lecture will be on the subject of humility, true humility as a key for spiritual advancement. No, I honestly feel very unqualified. I do have one hope, which I will tell you. I want to grab on to the story of Srila Prabhupada. And I know he is with Krishna. And as when I keep there my grabbing, my hold, as you know, I'm a little strong-minded, so that is in this case good. When I keep my hold there at the dhoti of Srila Prabhupada, I know that he can drag even a person like me back home, back to Godhead. And that's why I know that my disciples, if they simply grab hold of anyways, you know what I want to say. I'm a little shy to say this now when I talk about my uncle disqualification. But it's not me, it's a parampara. When someone throws us a rope and you catch the rope somewhere and you hold tight to this rope, then you're dragged out of your situation. Be strong-minded. If you have to be strong-minded, and devotees say, my disciples are strong-minded. If you have to do this, if you have inherited this quality, then just be strong-minded in your determination to not let go of the rope, although so many factors, kind of yoga factors, are trying to do something against this. Finally, I have a very... You will now worship me and sing Jai Sachinandan, and I think there will even be more garlands, as I know from previous years. When Krishna talks about the demoniac qualities in the Bhagavad Gita, he says where it all comes in. Dambha darpo bhimanascha krodha purushyam evacha agyanam cha vijatasya vata samparam asurim. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of the Asura Bhava, O son of Prita. So I pray to Prabhupada, to Lord Nityananda, who so kindly manifested himself to protect me today, that I will not become proud. And in the course of my Krishna consciousness, I always consider myself just the servant of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. I do hope to serve you at moment, and please accept my service. Hare Krishna.
It's Divine Grace, Srila Sachinanda Maharaj ki jai. Jai Ho Sachinanda Swami, 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 Sachinanda Swami,